Recorded live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of The Greatest Show and the award best-selling book, Merry Men Don't Talk. We bring you the best in topics that helps us men continue to keep our marriages and relationships together. Tonight is no different. Please check out our website at any time at www.householdstress.com. You can check our old shows, or you can go in and find our blog. We have a blog now where you can go in and talk about marital issues every single day at any time of the day. Please go and check out our website again, www.householdstress.com. Fellas, few rules, no cursing, and respect each other's comments and or thoughts on the call. And it is okay to agree to disagree. For any of newcomers to the show, chatters, listening to the call on the website, you can also call in at 724-444-7444 using caller ID 59898. And callers who just want to go to our website, you can go to our website and go to Talk to Shoe community call button, and they'll put you right on where you can chat with other folks online also. With that said, here we go. Gentlemen, our topic tonight is a long-distance marriage. Let me just make sure you can understand what I'm saying. A long-distance marriage? That's right. Yes, a long-distance marriage. That happens all the time around the world. I don't think a lot of people understand. There's a lot of marriages where there's distances between the two that happen every single month. So, you know, first thing I had to do is I had to figure out what long distance means. Well, we're going to be talking about tonight. So let's go to the dictionary. Long distance, telephone service between distant places, or of, from, or between distant places. So that means basically you're going to be calling or communicating from different areas. They're not face-to-face as usually marriages are. So what does the telephone distance mean to marriages? Well, to me, is that it's the physical, the emotional, the verbal, et cetera, communication are done over the telephone and not done in what we would call a regular marriage, which is in person and daily, seeing each other multiple times a day. In my case, let me just tell you something about me. In my case, I work in the field that I've been in my whole life. For the past 15 years, this is something that once I got in, I knew this is what I wanted to do. And right now I'm a managing consultant. And if you know the consultant world, sometimes there's a lot of travel involved. So you're not really stationary in one place. It's not really a 9-to-5 job. It is a long distance job, depending on the area that and what you're doing. So for the past 15 years, this is what I've been doing. This is what I enjoy. And this is my life. And this is how I've been running my life. But wow, let's take a real quick, let's take a look at it before we actually start the call, you know, before I give it to you to ask a question. A dream of mine was to always open running and pass on my business to my family. That's been a dream of mine, to work for myself, to run and start a business. And in August of 2011, to make a long story short, I started my business, along with my wife's blessing. Let's make sure we put that in the call. Along with my wife's blessing, I started this call. At first, I tried as hard as I could to find local contracts. You know, I don't know if everybody's seen that commercial. It's a Staples commercial out there, where it starts off with the guys in the mailroom. He's Hi Dave, and then he's talking to himself, and he's the copier fixer, and he's the admin, he's the boss, he's everything. Well, that was like me. You know, I'm trying every single thing locally because I know if I can get locally, it will affect, it won't put any strain on the marriage. But unfortunately, after months and months of going by, nothing. So I went back to the wife. I said, hey, I'm going to have to expand my search on finding jobs. And then when I'm looking at jobs, I'm looking for subcontracts and primary contracts. I'm writing them myself. And I'm also looking for myself through other companies, saying, "If hey, you need help, look at me. You know, I'm here for, to help you out." And so, with her blessing, she said, "Go ahead." And with that being said, I found one. Woohoo! But guess what? It's not local. It's not local. It is in the state of New Jersey. So, what does that mean? That means that we're going to have to do some things. We're going to have to sit down and communicate about school, kids, bills, homework, kids' activities, church activities. You know, my wife now, you know, we got to talk about mine now, my wife sleeping alone by herself nightly instead of us sleeping together. And any emergencies that may arise where you're long distance and who's going to be responsible for these emergencies. With all that being said, I don't know who you are and what's going on in your life or what your dreams were, but what would you do in this situation? Would you accept the job or would you keep looking?
Well, I would say that you made sure that you got the wife's blessing on both parts, you know, as far as, you know, doing the, I mean, when you're a consultant, that's it's not like a steady 9-to-5, you know, so it's not a steady paycheck. And, you know, so, I mean, going that route, and I mean, number one is a risk. It's risky. And plus your contract is only for, you know, half a year, 2 years. It's not long-term employment. And as far as I know, I'm not in the contracting business, but as far as I know, just because you have a 2-year contract – doesn't mean that you are guaranteed a paycheck, like, for all 2 years. Like, after a year, they'd be like, yeah, I know we talked about a 2-year, but actually we can go ahead and cut it off at 1. And, you know, it's I think that you did the right thing by talking to the wife, especially about expanding your search outside of, you know, the local area. And then I would expect it that you, you know, before you accepted the job and went on the interview, you kind of got her blessing as well. And I think that's key, you know, with the long distance relationship. You know, that's just my 2 cents on it.
Hey, understand. Anybody else want to add on to that? Well, the funny thing was is that in doing this, you're right. I had to make sure I get the key to drive the car up to New Jersey every week. But you know what? She says, hey, this is what we're going to have to plan, and we would just have to make things happen the way they are. It is what it is. It's a contract. Because when I found out about the contract, it was a 6-month contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this is only for 6 months, and that's always what I was telling them.
Right.
Well, after the interview, and they sent me the actual contract to sign and go over legally. I got a phone call and they said, well, you did so well and your references spoke so highly of you. We're going to go ahead and just extend you a 1-year contract. So now we went from 6 months to a year. So now I have a contract in hand for a whole year. So now it's like, okay, I go back to the wife. It's like, you know that 6-month contract that I told you about that was going to get our business started, and then here's the plan? Because I always had a plan, and I showed her what the plan was. Well, now that's been extended out for a year. So what you want me to do? And it was, go for it. And I was like, all right. So now that we go for it, now it's here, it's like, okay, now I got the business plan. But did I ever think about the house plan?
And, yeah, what, when did, have you started a job yet?
No, I don't start until the mid-February. That is my actual water working date.
So when you say you're working in New Jersey and you live in Maryland, how
mm-hmm.
far one way, travel time in the car is that?
We're talking about 3.5 hours.
3.5. That's not so bad, but I mean it is. It's not right around
right.
the corner. And on some days you can get that just going into D.C.
Yeah.
if it's raining, snowing or whatever the case may be, but so will you stay up there for the week, or will you travel, commute back and forth? Like, how is that going to work?
Well, I mean, there was talk about us before I knew exactly where in Jersey I would be going. If it was a little bit more South Jersey, I probably could come home every single night.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's in mid-Jersey, so because it's mid-Jersey, and I live in Southern Maryland instead of Upper Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Southern Maryland adds another hour. So a two-hour
yeah,
drive cool. now is a three-hour because I live in Southern Maryland. We came to the agreement that I would stay up there Monday through Thursday and come home after work on Friday.
Okay. And all that traffic.
But which is fine. I mean, it's respectful. So we came up with ideas that instead of starting or beginning that family plan, that home plan that allows work to be started, a dream to become reality, and something that benefits not only the family, but the person that is loved the most, which is her and me. Because one thing I failed to tell you is that I'm just the CEO of the company. One thing I did was make her the president.
Oh, okay.
A lot of businesses, I would be doing all the actual work. But this gives her opportunity, some type of recognition in the company. And it gives her some hearsays. And so when I come with her with questions, she feels like she's a part.
Right, right.
So it's great. It ends up working out fantastic.
So do they pay for, I know they give you you have a salary, but do they pay for like housing or rental car or anything like that? Or you have
Well, that's all based in the salary. So
okay,
that's all based in the rate. So, we're actually where one thing good about a company where people don't understand, and you see it in politics today, and you see where all these guys are making all these tons of money. You're like, where are they getting all this money from? 14, it's because when you're the boss, you set your salary and you set how much is in the company, profit is liable in the company, and you set, how much you get a year and how much you get out a year. So where if I was working for, let's say, a company like X, say Company X, which is a great consulting firm, years of experience, over 20,000 employees, well, they give you a salary. And regardless if they tell you to crawl on the ground or jump 20 feet high, and it may take you 60 hours a week instead of a normal 40,
mm-hmm.
they pay you a set salary.
Right.
There's no extra benefits. Where now I'm running my own company, I can pay myself a set salary and also get additional profit.
Right.
By just working on a daily basis. I set whatever goes on. So all that money comes to me, and I set how it is spent, how much, if I want to get insurance and all like that. All that is based off the rate that I set. So that is the great thing about this, is that now I understand how a Steve Jobs can have a huge company and only get a salary of a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he's the owner of it. It's all his money. So
right.
himself a $1 salary, that puts him in a lower bracket, what people didn't realize and understand.
But
because he's paying himself a salary, and the rest is coming out of his business.
For their business expenses.
That's right. So that's why he would never go broke.
And when
So explaining this to the wife was kind of
odd.
But
what about airports? I know by the time you talk, going to the airport and all that, Eddie, you could might as well have driven it. You know, you say it's 3.5 hours. I think the cutoff is it has to be at least a 5-hour drive to be worth your while.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would have to set that, but usually on companies, they if it's less than 4 hours, then they recommend that you find a cheaper way of getting there than getting on a plane. That's either by train or by bus or rent a car.
So for a year, you're going to travel up Monday through Friday and then come home on Fridays? Or
yep. I'm going up, and here's the good thing about making sure what I did was right. And tell me if I did something wrong. I mean, y'all are on this call, so let me know. But in doing this, I was able, and telling her the plan, showing her the plan. It was agreement on the hotel costs.
Wow.
The
yeah,
because
she's the president.
Yeah, because the first thing I said is, baby, because I wanted to make sure everything was cool. And and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But earlier I said, I got aunts and uncles that live in New Jersey.
Right.
I can save us tons more money by staying with them.
Right.
And the first thing she said is, no. You're not going to be, you know, relying on other people
and
messing with their lives, with your business. I know how like you like to be on the phone on calls on Tuesday night.
Right.
She respects the call and... you know how I like stay up at night and try to get a lot of work done, and those folks trying to go to sleep.
Right, right.
She says the best thing for you to do is get you a hotel room and do just like you did in the past. Now, one thing that was different, I've been a consultant all my working life.
Okay.
So there's been jobs where, like some of the folks on here, there has been travel. So I have been working. It's not like the first time I'm leaving home.
But not every week for a year. I mean,
but not every week for a year. Now, this is the first time. But, I mean, I've worked, and I told her, I've worked with a lot of people that have been doing that all their life.
Wow.
That they've been on travel 80% of their life.
I got some experience in that. Newlywed. It was taking me 2 hours and 45 minutes one way to get to work, and I did it for a year, driving back and forth. And about a year is all you can take.
I can believe it.
2 hours and 45 minutes one way.
One way.
And I know I travel, but I know I travel locally, not 2 hours and 45 minutes one way, but I might spend a good chunk of my time, you know, going around the Metro D.C. area. On the road, and I know that being on the road, I don't care what kind of car or vehicle you have, and I know you got that nice new truck, you know, sir, but even in a luxury vehicle, the road will beat you up. I mean, you're just so tired, and I never realized it because sometimes I'll come home and it's, you know, a lot of windshield time all day, and I had a, you know, pretty easy day work-wise, but I just get home, and I'm just, like, so exhausted just from being on the road that long.
There's no automobile out there that can take that commute. When you over 2 hours, you know, driving one way to work, it just takes a toll on you. And, you know, it's good you got your wife involved and everything, but you need to start planning your exit strategy.
Yeah.
That's good words.
Start lining up some local stuff, and you're going to definitely have to stay local a considerable amount of time. Yeah, don't even try going back out there and doing that again 6 months after you get done doing this year thing, man. You need to sit at the house for a little bit.
Well, the whole goal is, because this is, I'm opening up my whole firm, is to, while I'm on the road, I'm looking to hire folks. I'm looking for folks that who are looking to
maybe they
build
can make
their career.
Commute.
And then they're going to pick up this stuff. And then maybe once they get there, I can hire somebody locally in New Jersey to take over. once we can go back to the negotiation table. And then with that being said, my whole goal is in the next 3 years is to buy me a nice little office building or a commercial house, old commercial house, and sit down behind a desk 80% of the time, signing papers and telling other people what to do.
Yeah,
CEOs don't go out there and do all the work all the time, you know.
Yeah, well, I would. My job is to
bring business in, and so, but as a subcontractor, and this is my first thing, all I'm doing is building a business, and that's what I had to explain to the wife because she said the exact same thing. All right, you're gonna put wear and tear on your car. We even talked about getting a third car. Now, this
right.
has come from the president that, you know, hey, we pay our bills off with all this extra profit money. Then the rest of the profit money we'll put in the bills. We'll give a larger amount of in charity to the church as a tax write-off. And you need to start looking at getting you in a business car.
Mm-hmm. So you can write that off.
So you can write that off, and then you won't have to. So even though she doesn't know a darn thing about consulting, her business sense is right on point. So she feels involved, even though I'm doing all the grunt work.
Yeah.
And making all the actual decisions. So that's what makes it exciting, because she's upstairs like, all right, you need to do this, 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 and this. And so we're writing it down, and I'm doing it, and she's like, all right, you need to start doing this, 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 and this. And I'm like, I thought I was the boss. but the reason is, it's a family business, and that's why we're looking at it.
Well, let's rewind, because Monday through Friday, I'm just trying to get this in my mind, because
mm-hmm.
right now you at home Monday through Friday, you know, and all that good stuff. But so would you leave on Sunday nights, like Sunday evenings, and, you know, make that trek just so you're in place on Monday morning, or would you get up 3 o'clock on Monday morning and make that trek?
Well, at the beginning, I will probably have to leave on Sunday nights, and we talked about that
mm-hmm.
because now I'm in the planning stage. I got employees that I got to get and
mm-hmm.
and manage and make sure that they're doing the right stuff, and we're getting the process together. So there may be times I need to be there early, so I'm gonna leave on Friday. But months ahead, the plan is to leave early Monday morning and get there, because I should have everything in place for the folks. So I don't have to do a late Friday night and then I'm leaving late Sunday night just to get there.
And she has to be worried that I'm
driving late at night.
Do you have to be there like a certain time? Or can you, I mean, since you're the CEO, do you just show up, you know, in New Jersey when you get there as long as the work quality is still done?
Well, right now, the times is 8 to 4:30, so.
So you have to leave pretty early in the morning on Monday if you were going to try to catch an 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I would have to leave around no later than 5:30, which I do anyway when I'm down here.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's no difference, because when I was working with the company, I just put my 2 weeks' notice in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was at work at 7:30, leaving the house at 5 in the morning.
Oh, gotcha. So that won't change.
So it's not like it would change. It'd be just the coming home would change.
So what about, now your wife works, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is her job 9 to 5?
Her job is not 9 to 5. And here's where the problem comes in, gentlemen. Here's where the problem comes
in.
My wife, this is why I said you got, when we talked about earlier, about great.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like following your dream. But now that your dream has started and you have established a foundation, you know, you got to make an adjustment to a foundation. So it's like if you want to add, 8 feet to your house, that's going to change because somebody had to knock a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get contractors. They're going to be all in your business. House going to be dusty. You know, just to get that 8 feet and that extra square footage to the house. So just like in this business now, we're going back to the schools, the kids, the bills, the homework, the kids' activities, the church activities, and that big one, my wife sleeping alone at night in any emergencies. So with her working second shift,
What is second shift?
Starting 1 to 9 at the hospital.
1 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That's right.
Okay.
It's like, all right, what do we do? Well, my wife might be a little different than other wives, but here I am putting the plan together, and she's already established the plan. So I'm calling folks like, hey, I might need your help doing this.
Right.
And they're like, oh, your wife has already called me.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got down and sat down, I was like, here's my plan. She was like, that's the exact same plan. I already got it. We're going to work on now. Let's just work on these other things. So we did have to sit down with the kids and tell them, hey, dad is going to be hitting the road for a while. Kids didn't like it. Let's just be honest. You mean I'm not going to see you every day? No. But you see all this hard work I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know how it's going to be. Yes.
Yeah.
But they're seeing my dedication to this business and trying to get it off the ground is getting their grades up. Like I told somebody earlier today, I took them out to eat because both of them made honor roll. That is fantastic. And it's based off the hard work that they see me and mommy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, That is a key to this thing. But I wanted to move a little forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there's some other folks, man. We're going to be knocking on some doors in a few minutes. And because there's probably some guys that have gone through this in their lifetime. And doesn't have to be in the same field that I did. But there's probably some guys who's worked, as one has stated when he first started his career, doing long-term long-distance relationships and because of their job.
Yeah, and I'll give you a quick story before you move forward. My situation. In 2006, I had an opportunity to I had two job opportunities, really. You know, that's how good I am. No, I'm kidding. You know, but, I mean, literally, you know, I had two opportunities, you know, thank God. And what happened was I interviewed. One was local. And we had one child at the time. I think she was three. And we had planned on adding to the family. But at that time we just had a 3-year-old and I told the wife, I was like, look, I got this job that's it's local, you know, I'll be home every, you know, I'll be in the metro DC area, but I'll be home at dinner time or whatever. I might be home late, but I'll be home. You wouldn't, you know, like you were saying, Mr. Holt, she wouldn't be sleeping alone or anything like that. And then I had this other job opportunity that it was like I'd be all over the state of Maryland on the Eastern Shore. You know, it'd be a few times where I wouldn't come back, you know, have to stay 2 or 3 days wherever I was, and West Virginia, you know, and all this. And I took it to her, like you said, Ms. Tose, I took her the different options. And I said, look, you know, and the one that was closer, of course, that paid less than the one that was, you know, took me a little bit further outside from the home. And, you know, I said that because of the kid, you know, because if I need to break off and grab up the kid or whatever, you know, I'm going to take this job that's lesser pay, but it's closer to home, just to help you out, you know, to make sure that we're square. And she was like, nah, you need to take the other job. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, sometimes you work late, you know, I need to grab up the kid and I can just do that. You just call me and boom, it's done. She was like, no, you need to take the other job. So I wasn't hearing her. You know, I wasn't even listening to her. I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm thinking in my mind like you are, Ms. Holtz. I'm thinking I got to make sure my household is straight. My kid ain't, you know, sitting on the sidewalk or whatever, or the daycare provider like, yo, you know, you need to come pick up your child and I'm, you know, miles away and whatever. So, but literally what happened was I interviewed for both positions and I was pretty much a shoe-in for the local position. But I didn't get it. didn't get it.
And that was even though that was less money, that was the best fit.
Yeah, and that was where my heart was, Mr. Host. I didn't want the other job. And again, I did like the fact that it was more lucrative pay and experience and all that stuff, but in my household situation, I didn't want that job. But every time I took it to the wife, she never hesitated. She was like, that is the job for you. You need to go ahead and just cancel this little local stuff, you know. But long story short, not to take up too much of your time, Mr. Host, you know, I ended up, again, getting rejected for the local job. You know, I'd done all the – put in the grunt work and everything. I thought I was – you know, went through the interview. It was, you know, informal process. I was just like, yo, where can I start? You know, and like, we get back to you. So I thought I was – it was a done deal. And then they called me. It was like, we chose somebody else. And I was like, what? You know, so – and I had interviewed for this other job, and I was – then I was hoping that I got the other job because I was – I had pretty much hit a ceiling in my current position. You know, so I was looking for, you know, another opportunity within the company or possibly leaving the company because I just hit a ceiling. So I was hoping that they, you know, called me for the other job. And then, you know, some other things went down and it just, but long story short, what came about is they did offer me the other job. And, you know, I got the other job and the job that I wanted today no longer exists.
Hmm.
So the wife
is smarter than what you think she is, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Smarter than
fifth
grader.
Oh, yeah, because, and like I say, she never, I mean, never hesitated, never wavered one bit. When I gave her the two scenarios, one is local, one is further away, the pay packages, you know, everything that came with it, she never wavered. She was like, look, I will be all right. We'll be all right. You need to take the other job. And like I said, that job that I wanted, and I lost sleep when I got rejected for that job. I lost sleep. I was like, how they going to choose? How they not going to choose me for the job? I was the most qualified. I lost sleep that weekend. But now, fast forward 6 years later, I've been elevated in my current job. You know, I've traveled. I've been to Canada twice. You know, never been outside. I've been to Bermuda, but, you know, I've been to Canada twice. I've been, you know, all over the country, all over the country. And actually, I flew my first time in 08 because of this job.
Mm.
You know, I went to California, and I wouldn't have, you know, I had a phobia of flying, but we'll get to that some other day. But I'm good now. But, you know, I flew for the first time with this job, and I've been to Chicago. I've been to California. I've been to Florida, you know, a bunch of times. You know, I've been all over the country with this job. And just like the wife said, we were all right.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, I got two kids, one on the way. And now that I'm not traveling, but now my job has changed, you know, where I'm more local now. And it's rare that I still have to go to North Carolina, you know, occasionally, probably about 3 or 4 times a year. But again, we've been able to manage, you know, with the long distance. And like you say, you got to have a plan up front with, especially when you got kids involved.
And that's right. And there's 5 things I think I got out of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the commitment, the trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
A certain type of humor because you didn't get the other job.
Mm-hmm.
The discipline, and I think it was one more. How many was that? 4?
That's 4, yeah.
Trust, discipline, commitment, and with that being said, so I thought it was 5, but it was 4. With that being said, what do you think about this? What about the commitment?
Oh, go ahead. Hold on.
Somebody want to say something? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
The brother said last week, how can you love something if you don't spend the time with it? And the reason why I say that is because I hear y'all. I know y'all got your goal, you got your dreams, like you say. You know what I mean? But I can't do it, man. I couldn't take no long distance nothing. Now, if I got to go away for training for a week, that's max. If I got to be out of 6 months, 9 months, 2-3 months away from my family, I can't do it. It's, to me, there's no job worth that much where you're going to be away from your family that long.
Wow.
And that's just my opinion, man. But, I mean, you know, and I understand there's the military. You know, I got my thoughts about that, too. You know, but to me, it's not worth it.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, you brought it up. And that's where I want to get to the commitment, because when you make this decision, you're going to have to be committed. You're going to have to have that commitment from the wife.
See, we got to be careful when we say we got to have that commitment from the wife, because your wife a lot of times is going to support you, whether it benefits her or not.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Whether it really benefits her or not, you know, she's going to support you. I mean, you would hope. You know, but it may not be beneficial, because you say, I got a dream, one day I want to sit back and just sign stuff. But there's a cost that comes with that. And the cost is going to be growing apart. It's going to be somebody getting used to you not being in that bed, somebody getting used to you not being around to make decisions, yada, yada, yada.
But isn't that how the world goes around, is the risk? I mean, so you're saying you're afraid of the risk.
No, I just said I was afraid of anything.
That's what cost is. That's another word for cost, is risk.
Sure. Okay. But so, you pick and choose your risk.
Right.
You pick and choose your battles. You know what I'm saying?
Do you not play national football where you're going to be away from home because you want to stay home with your wife? Or do you go play football and stay, you know, and go to the Super Bowl and then go home for the summer? I mean, I use football as an analogy because you have to go away. You lived your life. You had a dream of making the NFL. You made the NFL. You know it comes with you having to be away from home
for
months.
Sure.
So as a man, your responsibility is to take care of home, and if you want to do it with your dream, do you stop your dream so that you can stay home every single day with your wife?
I got you, and I'm glad that you used the NFL as an example, because most people come out of college and go to the NFL. Most people say, okay, I'm not going to get married right away because I got these other dreams. When you bring a family into the picture, I believe everything changes. Now, you have a choice whether you can bring a family into it or not. Nobody just says, okay, here's a family. You go out and make a family.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But once you bring these people into the picture, everything changes, I believe. Now, if you work somewhere, I mean, if you live somewhere in the backwoods and you got to go to make your money because there's no money where you live, then I can understand that. But if there's income where you live, then going, you know, and I'm not knocking what you're doing. I'm just saying for me, it would be difficult for me to make that decision to say, okay, I'm going to leave my family for any long period of time so I can go make some money.
Oh, I understand, but now you're looking at the economy, and here it is now you got the economy. 2-3 years since 2008, people been losing jobs. But you don't want to move your kids, or you can't buy, you can't sell your house because your house is under. You know, you live in a house that now, because you got so many foreclosures in your neighborhood, your house is worth less than what you paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no jobs in a high-populated area. But there's a job next door or a couple a state below or a state above or a state to the right or left.
Sure.
You got to make these decisions as one day in your life.
Well,
or some men who retired from the military, and we may have some military folks on the phone. I don't know. They can talk to us better than I can. They reenlist. So that they can keep the lights on in their house. They don't want to.
Yeah.
Because they know the risk that it's going to cause or that it's going to happen. You know, they could go to war and not come back.
Mm-hmm. Or come back, you know, severely injured.
Right. But they are willing to take that risk to support the family.
And I got.
And we're not talking dreams here now. We're talking just real life situations.
Uh-huh. I gotta time y'all out because I think it's interesting that the brother just said that it ain't no job that he would, you know, go off 6 months or 2 weeks or what he say he ain't doing it. He gonna find it local. And the host said that, you know, he said, I gotta support my family, I gotta do what I gotta do. And the guy that wouldn't go far away don't even have no little kids at the house.
Right.
That is just amazing. You would think that the brother with kids is like, no, man, I got to stay local. You know, I got to get it right here, you know, within an hour or 2 hours from my doorstep. But that's not the case in y'all situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You ain't even got no little kids, and you like, I ain't going.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it.
Because, you know, and for me, it goes back down to that word we were just talking about, and that's that commitment. I'm committed to this thing 100%, you know, this marriage and this family. I made it. I designed it. And to me, it's going to be me who makes it if it fails.
Yep.
So I also have a life of my own that I got to be ready to continue to if I'm going to live a happy life. And that's
but
a dream.
I got you, but when you say make it or fail, what is the definition of fail? What would that be?
Well, the only fail that I know of is the one that we talk about on this call every week, and that's divorce. I didn't handle my business where I failed the family, where the family doesn't want me anymore to run this shop.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The wife is saying that you are no longer the CEO of this family, and I need you a resignation or I'm going to fire you from the court of law.
Gotcha.
And I don't never want that, and I don't want to see my kids ever. And this is just personal, and I probably got this from my family, and I'll tell you why. I just don't want to see my kids. I don't want to let my kids down. And I always wanted to leave an inheritance because that's where I was brought up. I was brought up with a two-income family. My grandfather owned his own businesses. He had multiple businesses that he owned. A lot of people in my family owned a long couple of businesses. I got a couple of millionaires in my family that I go to for support and trying to start mine. My dad, he stopped his, and he took a state job. Now, he's a doctor, but he took a state job so he can make sure that he can come home every night. Well, however, now they needed him to go to another hospital or another VA, and then so he got out there and went to prisons, and then they needed him to go to some prisons in Jacksonville or there. So sometimes he had the choice. Do I stay there or do I find something at home? You know, and lose all those benefits that he had with the state because the state was great at the time. Or do I – as a man, you got to make these decisions. Now, in that one case, it failed. Him going away made him a rolling stone.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just be honest with you. Made him a rolling stone, going away and traveling.
How can you not be? I'm just saying. Think about that. You have more opportunity, you have more chances of being a rolling stone away from your family than with your family.
That's
and it
true.
May just be, I'm just saying, because time away is time away, period.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But that goes to that discipline and that trust part I was just telling y'all about.
Yeah, because it's 7 days in a week. We all know that. And as the brother said a couple of weeks ago, it's 1,440 minutes in a day. But you add all that up, and you're literally taking out let's just say you take it out Monday through Friday. And, I mean, it's 10 o'clock. I mean, it's real talk now. It's real talk
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
You only have Saturday and Sunday to get it in.
That's it.
Not, you know, now we know you have commitments on Sunday. We'll get to those later, you know, that you do. So that's time, you know, out of, you know, you may have some activities you do on Saturday. But by the time you, you know, get back, you know, linked in with the kids, you know, catch up with the wife, okay, you know, we got these bills squared away, you know, and all that stuff, it's not a lot of time to, you know, then you got the kids still running around. It's a limited amount of time. And then, you know, if your wife's working a swing shift, she may not be there on Saturday and Sunday
mm-hmm.
or whatever. I mean, it's not a lot of time for you to get it in. And like the brother was saying earlier, somebody was saying maybe, but your wife may look at you like you like, all right, I'm home. It's Friday. You know, we got to get it in because you're looking at your watch like, I got to hit the road on Sunday. And she,
mm-hmm.
she might start to get resentful of the
mm-hmm.
fact that you're looking at her simply like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that we have needs. So and like the brother was saying, we don't want you to be a rolling stone out there, brother. So we
That's
want
right.
you to come home and get it in with your wife. But what if she's like, I'm tired. I've been with these kids all week. I've been handling the bills. I've been running the household. I've been washing clothes. I've been doing feeding them, homework, getting them up. I mean, all of that stuff. And then you come home and you want some booty. She may not look at you like, oh, you know, welcome. It's like, welcome home. I need you to run to the post office. I need you to run to the cleaners. Like you don't even get time off really, because you're trying to plug back in to your family life. And that's going to be a transition that is going to be difficult to work through, especially initially. And then on
mm-hmm.
top of that, you're trying to get some loving in between, because you know you got to get back on that road for a week, and it ain't going to be no opportunity to say, hey, baby, hey, you know, let me holler at you. None of that, because you're three
None
and a half hours away.
None of that. And who going to take care of the wife?
That's right.
See, that's what I think about. Like, I married
mm-hmm.
her, and it's my job to take care of her.
Yeah.
I can't take care of it, what I'm just going to do, relinquish my responsibility to somebody else? You can't do that.
Can't
take
that.
Care of
yeah.
my wife. Can't do that.
And you talk about the plan, Mr. Host. Have y'all talked about sex? Have y'all talked about it? Have y'all talked about, okay, you know, I'm going to be home on Saturday and Sunday, so we need to get it in at least once, but probably twice, because I'm going to be gone Monday through Friday. Real talk. I mean, have
yeah.
y'all got that far? You know,
we haven't gotten that far. and that's that real, because the thing is that we know that this is short term. This is, you know, a year is short term.
It's not short term, brother.
A lot can happen in a year, but, you know, you have to take it. That's the discipline that you have to sacrifice. It's a sacrifice and a commitment that you're going to have to say, hey, we're going to sacrifice some things, even though it's going to be tough, okay, for the better of the good. Not only for the good for this family, but once you see the fruit, you know, once you lay the seed, you're going to have to water it. You're going to have to water it. But, you know, God's always going to, until somebody, God changes his mind, he's always going to provide sunlight.
But the brother
So
was
that
saying,
thing is
going
to grow.
Yeah,
if everybody knew
before,
that it was going to start right at the beginning and everything was going to be great, it wouldn't be an issue.
But the brother was saying before, is that fruit worth it?
Yeah.
I think that's what he was getting at. Wasn't that what you were getting at, sir?
To me, that
yeah.
fruit is worth it because somebody else had to
and
do
it's
it.
And it's not even guaranteed.
Somebody had to.
Right,
Mark,
yeah.
Somebody,
it's not even
Martin Luther King,
fruit.
If Martin Luther it's King
not even,
did not sacrifice himself and go out and do the marches and do everything, and get away from
though.
His home.
His
there would be no, civil rights.
Right. Yeah, but
somebody
look,
has to make a sacrifice.
But look,
and that's the thing is
Mr.
it's
Host,
the risk. You're going to have to sacrifice if you want to get further.
But Mr.
in your
Host,
religious, in your beliefs,
Mr.
in your
Host,
goals.
Weren't there rumors? Now I will say there were rumors, but there were rumors. You talk about MLK, but he was a philanderer or a rolling
yes,
stone.
Yes, he was. I mean, every
you
once
know.
In a while. I mean, they got it on tape. The FBI tape show.
Yes, I mean, but that,
but
I mean,
But the thing is I don't have to go that route.
You don't.
And I'm
no,
not,
we're not saying
and
you
I'm
will.
Not, and that's the discipline. See, then that's the discipline is that, you know, he, you know, you. What, it doesn't matter if you try to stab at something, there's going to be groupies all around. You go to work every day, there's going to be somebody at work that wants to get with you. We already
yeah.
established that in these calls.
But what we're
and
saying
we always,
is,
even, and this is right here at your house.
Yeah, but what we're saying
so,
is that you have that discipline now, today, because you're at home every day. Your wife
every
is
day.
Home every day. So
every day.
3 months from now, your discipline is going to be a little different. When you came home one weekend, and guess what? It was that time of the month. You know
yeah.
you ain't getting none. So you come home to get, hey, I need, oh, man, it's that time. Man, gosh, can't you
well,
do
you
man?
Know,
and,
it'll be like some days in the past where you just sit at home and just, when we weren't doing good, and you just had to sacrifice that week. I mean, we sacrificed that week anyway. So we know
yeah,
it's coming. We
I mean,
already know it's going to be there. So when you know something's already going to happen, you just plan ahead for it.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, plans are made to be broken, but you got to have a plan. I mean, you got to have a plan.
But again, whose plan is it? And the reason why I ask this question, right, the reason why I ask this question is because sometimes we have plans that we've always had. We've always grew up with, okay, yeah. We want to be this or whatever. We want to accomplish certain things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then when we get connected with somebody else, we still keep the same plans, even though the plans may not benefit the union.
Mm.
When I say not benefiting the union, is because the union is supposed to be one. But if
right.
one is one part of the world and one is the other part of the world, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, and you know, and you... See, we have a hard enough time staying married together.
Right.
Right.
In the same
house. Now you're
going to
separate in the same house. Now you're going to separate it and think it's going to get stronger or say, okay, well, you know, this is for the better of the family. I don't really know if it's for the better of the family. I just think that it's one wants to pursue their dreams and the other one is being supported, which may
well,
lead to the-
I mean, all right, let me use this call for instance. I had to sacrifice Tuesday night. I've been sacrificing Tuesday night for 3 years.
Yep.
No one knew but a few people what their vision. They started out with a vision, and then it came into a plan. And now you can see the fruits three years later of that plan.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
you're
and,
right.
And we all know at the beginning, our three wives, the moderator's wives, looked at us at like we crazy. Let's just be honest. They didn't.
Yeah.
There was no support.
And not,
but
I mean,
you,
not
did
for
you
every
stop?
Week, but yeah.
Not
but did
week.
You stop? No.
No.
We kept going because we knew that you're gonna have to make a sacrifice and
right.
lose a Tuesday night.
I got that.
To support your dream, and you're
that.
Inside the house. You're not
exactly.
outside the house
listen,
20
listen,
miles
right.
away,
listen,
and
I
you
got
know
that.
That your wife go to bed early. So you already
right.
sacrificing it right inside your home for the
yeah.
good because your yeah. whole dream is to make sure that this book gets out, that you save marriages, and that you do other things, to, all that you
Mm-mm.
can to support marriages.
Mm-mm. But that was, see, long before all of that. And you're missing something when you talk about the call. You're missing something. I would like to believe that I benefited from these calls. I would like to believe that my marriage has benefited.
Mm.
Other than also being on these calls, I would like to believe that these calls were a plus for my marriage.
Right. So that belief for me starting the company is the exact same thing.
No.
I would like to believe that this is going to help my family. Why? Because I'm not worrying about somebody else paying me something. I'm paying myself.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm leaving an inheritance to my kids. Guaranteed.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we get to three, is the inheritance greater than your time?
is the inheritance greater than my time?
Yeah, the inheritance that you'll be building, the legacy and everything, is that greater than you being present with your kids?
No, that it is never greater than the time with my kids. But, however, time is of the essence. So that means you got to make best of your time. And that's where you that's where the planet comes in. We got to make best of our time, because I guarantee you, this our book, once a publisher gets to it, it's going to be travel involved. It's going to it's going to be getting away from home. It's going to be getting away from the job that you sacrificed. There's going to be new issues, more money, more issues that you're going to have to deal with when we get ready to go for book two and then book three and so on and so on. It makes more commitment. So, yes, right now it may not seem, and that's because it's early. So you're building for the future, because you already know it's going to take more, because you're going to be getting more. People are going to want to feel you more. They're going to want to hear this call more and get on here on every Tuesday night because of what hard work you did at the ground. And that
but
takes
it's still
time.
Virtual. Call is still virtual.
Right.
I've had this call, so it takes time. That's what I mean. And then you got to remember it. Not only are you sacrificing your Tuesday night, we're asking other men to sacrifice their Tuesday night.
But listen, I don't look at it like sacrificing Tuesday. But let me tell you why I don't. Because there was a time where I used to be in the pool hall 3-4 nights out of the week. There was a time I used to be in the bar or hit the happy hour 3-4 nights out of the week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we were doing, now my Tuesdays are constructive.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So there's a difference. You're going to do something. If you look, I mean, think about it. We talked about the other week, and Rodney already brought it up, 440 minutes in a day.
That's right.
The wife may get less than 60. Or 14, I'm sorry, 14 points. The wife may get less than 60.
Yep.
Okay, now that's one day out of the week. We're not talking about the weekends. We don't know what they get through the weekends. Hopefully it's more than that. So a Tuesday night, when you're not watching whatever it is that you're watching on TV, watching a movie, going to Walmart, whatever, you're sitting in the house on a radio talk show. I don't really look at it as and you're eating while you're on the call, because we all get good food on here, I would like to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't really look at this as being if you were going to college to get education on a Tuesday night, would that be a sacrifice?
Yes.
It would be?
Yes, because somebody has to take care of the kids while you're at school.
Okay, but so now.
Because we had a call on that, because somebody, I can't remember who it was, wife wanted to go back to school. And now they went into that other person's time.
Yeah, that was my.
And
opinion.
They did not like it.
Yeah,
but it was a dream of hers to go back to school.
But it is online.
A sacrifice that the other guy didn't want to make because.
He said that
because
was virtual.
It was
Mr.
her
Oates.
Dream and not
it was virtual.
His.
Mr. Oates, that was virtual.
It was virtual.
Huh?
It was online.
It was online.
It's still online. It wasn't ever leaving the house, but then if the class is going on our day off, we couldn't leave the house.
Right.
Right.
It's a sacrifice. It's still a sacrifice.
Yeah,
I mean, even if it's virtual or not, it's
right.
A sacrifice because now that person is going to take their focus off of you.
Yes.
And they're going to put their focus on for the next couple of weeks, years,
what?
Or whatever, to
I'm
whatever
okay
they
that.
Want to do. But
I'm
it's
okay
going to be
that.
A sacrificial.
You're right.
There's going to be a gift at the end of that. When that's all said and done, you get a paper. What does that paper do? Paper allows her to,
like I said,
pursue her dreams.
I'm okay with that, because when I turn the lights out in the middle of the night, I'm laying there, she laying there.
Yeah. You know, and also, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
And this talk show is given a lot.
Mm-hmm.
okay? And the thing about it is you're not majoring in minor things.
Mm.
There you go.
A lot of times we major in minor things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like your life, change your decision.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good words. But I want to go back and I guess I want to.
And then sometimes, just to add on what he said, is that in changing your decision means you have to, anytime you change a decision that affects a foundation, it's a risk.
Yeah, and I guess that you're looking at the risk. And this is a possibility, fellas. Let's not forget. This may actually benefit his marriage in a crazy, weird way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impossible. Now, we don't see it. We're like, probably the odds are stacked against him, I'd say. But at the same time, it could, in a way, bring them closer together. You know, I mean, they have to communicate more.
Right.
You know, when you land, like brother said, you know, y'all both laying there with the lights off and y'all looking at the ceiling like, is she going to make a move? Is he going to make a move? Like, I mean, at least it's none of that. When he's home on a weekend, it's like somebody got to make a move because I got to get back on this road.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can, it's a possibility that it can, and that's going to be tough, but it can actually benefit his marriage, you know, and not necessarily, you know, be a detriment to his marriage.
Now, that I have to agree with, and that's the way we looked at it. That's the way me and my wife looked at it, is that, you know, sometimes, and it goes back again to risk, and that, you know, before we did anything, I mean, just not a religious call, but we did pray on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
okay?
ask. That's good.
And Rodney, just like you, I had two job interviews. I had one here, and I had one in Jersey.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately, the one here, I haven't gotten word back from.
Right.
The one in Jersey, they wanted me. They gave me extra money. They put the rate for the rooms in there. And I get an opportunity to start my business.
Right.
Well,
that was confirmation for you.
And the next thing is, the job that I have now, which is supposed to be a stable job, put me on the bench. And then the job that they've been offering me, guess what it has? Means that I don't have a project to go to, so I'm billing off of overhead. So they had two choices. They sent me two choices, and I got the papers right here in front of me. Just 2 days, at the exact same time, the same day that I got the offer, is the same day they sent me, and this is how God works. They sent me, here's your two choices. You got 30 days, or we're going to have to let you go, or you're going to have to take this job going traveling.
Hmm. And that's your current job.
And that's my current job. So here it is. Do I allow somebody to give me an ultimatum that I'm going to have to travel anyway? Or do I give my own self an ultimatum by taking a job right now and not wait on the one that's here and handle my business? Or do I go out there and put my job on research, go wait and do all the interviews, and then maybe 30, 40 more days before I have a job, then I have to go and ask church for money. I got to use my savings. I got to do it just to survive.
Mm. Now you put it in a different light now.
Right. So it's all, God is already saying, this job is for you. I already put this one here for you. You just need to make sure that you are disciplined. Your commitment is strong, not only to him, but to my wife.
And your kids.
And my kids, that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do, and that's start this business and make sure that it prospers. By one, I'm going to let you work for a while so you can understand what needs to be done in billing, invoicing. Remember I told you at the beginning of the thing, you saw that commercial, that Staples commercial, where this guy is everything. He was the copier, he was the mailman, he was the boss, he was the accountant, the lawyer, he was every single thing because he was only one person until we can get to a position where we can start now hiring people. The main reason why I couldn't find a job here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
is because they wanted to see your prior experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any. I said, well, I worked at these people, but that wasn't your company's prior experiences. So here it is. I got somebody that says, once I got down, sat down and did the interview, not only do we like you, we want to give you a whole year because we want you to benefit based on what you're going to do for us.
Mm. So they had some confidence in you to extend your contract, and you hadn't even worked for them a day.
And I wasn't, and this is, like you said, this wasn't even the one I wanted. I wanted the one here because the one here was easy. It was 4 days a week, 12-hour shifts.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real easy.
But, you know, you got 2 days off a week.
Mm. That, yeah.
But just well, like you, the wife told me to handle my business. This is well dream. I'm going to follow it. Because I can now get to a point where I can ask her what her dream is. And say, well, let's work on your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dream is going to pay for your dream to come true.
Mm.
That's and that's how we looked at this. So the thing is though, you got to have much respect for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And where we go wrong in long-distance marriages is that we don't have respect for our wife. We're already on the negative. That we can't control ourselves away from my wife. And that's where that trust comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's where when long-distance marriages fail is because of the lack of trust. You're already saying at the beginning that there's no trust because I'm not home every day. I'm not giving it to you every single day. Where if I'm at home, I'm not giving it to you every single day.
Right. I say that.
Right? I'm getting through it 3 times a week. Well, three times a week is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well,
so you can still get that. And that's
right.
It's balancing out.
Then it's, I don't talk to you every day. Well, when I'm at work, I only talk to you when I go to work, maybe once at lunchtime, and then when you come home. I'm not talking to you every 5-10 minutes. So the only thing that we're missing is that, and it goes back to what I said at the beginning. The things that you will be missing when you're a long-distance relationship that a lot of people take is that physical contact, that emotional contact, that verbal contact. But if you have that communication, and that's the fifth one. I didn't say communication. I said communication, commitment, trust, discipline, and you got to have some sense of humor because there's going to be some stressful times. We already know going in there's going to be some emergencies. There's going to be some bills that may not be paid. I'm running a business. I might not get paid on time.
Yeah.
These are the risks I'm willing to take, and my wife has been willing to accept because one has to accept, one has to take, and one has to accept.
Mm-hmm.
In anything that you do in a marriage, if you want to go to your mom's house, one has to say, we're going to my mom's house, I'm accepting that we're going, and the other has to say, I'm with you. Because they can say, no, I don't want to go. And now you got an argument. Why you don't want to go with my family? So one always has to follow the other. If it's she taking the lead or you taking the lead in anything that you do. So when you make a huge commitment like this, this is the only way that businesses get off the ground. Now, if I was smart, I'd be like the little the Facebook kid, did it at 25, 26, drop out of school like Steve Jobs did or Bill Gates and made all the money then. But I wasn't. I wanted to become a family man. But even in that, I still have to make a decision. Do I want to still pursue my dream? And with that, it's going to be a risk.
Well, look.
It's
going
to be a risk.
Look, you don't, I mean, really, you don't owe us any explanation at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're just merely here to point out both sides of it. And that's what
I see both sides of the coin.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
I've talked to you on a private line about, you know what I mean, what you're getting ready to do, and I already told you, you know what I mean, I wanted to work for you. And it is what it is. I'm glad, and you and I have been talking about your consulting business for years, and now you're starting to see the light. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. And we definitely need, we need you to be successful.
Mm. That's good words.
That's right.
We need you to be successful.
Well, I thank you.
But we also, what we also need is for your union to be happy as well. And I know that it can put stress on it. It's the only thing I'm saying that it can, but I don't have the same dreams that you have. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to keep mine local. But that's just me.
But wait a minute. You did have the dreams, and you're still pursuing another dream. I mean, you had your own business before, right?
Yeah.
And you and your wife, you brought your wife into your business.
Well, she actually brought me into it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would say this, fellas.
So y'all had a good dream for a while, but there again, the economy changes everything.
Sure. And now
I mean, there's always going to be a rock in the road. I mean, that's why if there's no test, there's no testimony.
Got it.
So I'm going ready to go through the biggest test of my life so I can come back on this call and give y'all updates on how this test is going.
Sure.
Because, again, I either can pass or I can fail. There's no in between.
That's right. But I would say that going back to something you said earlier, and, you know, the gentleman said that, you know, he ain't taking no job that's, you know, taking him away from the family. But this thing right here is going to take you away from your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you prepare for that, brother, because you might be gone a week. Like, yeah, we in California. We talking to this one and that. I mean, and that's real talk, brother.
So, hey, guess what? And guess what?
Yeah.
And I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. And let me tell you why. Because a week is a week. A week is not 6 months. A week is not 3 months. A week is a week. A week is a plane ride. It's, you know, I got to go take care of this, you know, this business that we have to take care of wherever. I understand that. You know, but it's short term. I mean, really short term.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not even be a week. I mean, let's just say you have to go somewhere and do an interview.
Right, right.
You go do your interview, you get back on the plane.
Right.
Yep.
And y'all are both the same. Why should we break this down? Because you wouldn't have a problem going anywhere for a few days with this thing we do right here on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have a problem, you know, if your current employer was like, we need to send you to Cali for 6 weeks or whatever, 2 weeks. You'd be like, wait a minute now. I ain't signed up for this. But if this thing was like, we need you in Cali on set, we need to film something, we need to sign some contracts, you'd be like, I'm with it. And that's what the brother was saying. He was like, he had a choice. His current gig was like, look, you know, you're going to end up on travel anyway. So he was like, hey, if I'm going to be on travel, I might as well work for myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, see,
yeah.
I can see the benefits of working for myself. The only thing I'm doing for them is bringing them more money.
Right.
That's always
right?
the case. That's always
and I'm on salary, so I'm not getting any extra benefits out of it. I might get a little per diem. I can put the per diem in.
That ain't nothing.
And they'll give me that, and then, you know, Uncle Sam's going to take half of that. But here it is. Not only am I helping myself, I've been working, and like I've been telling, I've been working. Like, tonight is the only night I probably haven't worked, but usually I'm always working, is that I'm trying to help other people. There's a lot of people out there without jobs that's sacrificing, who has used all of their savings up, and they'll take anything. But why not give them what they always wanted, that dream job back, what they had before?
But you are working tonight.
And so I have that ability to help them do that.
Right to you. I think you had a question.
Wait,
I just said, why would they take anything?
Because when you're desperate, you haven't been working for 2 years, you get desperate. You go, you know. Somebody, I remember somebody saying on this call, before I go out of town, I'll go work at McDonald's or get 2-3 jobs.
Right.
Just so I can be home at night.
Just so I can be home. Listen to what you just said.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But then there's some guys.
I'm just saying. You said it. I didn't even say it.
No. I'm being honest. That's what some people say. Then you
right.
have guys out there and say, we talked about this earlier in this call, is that I wish we had some military guys on this call that can co-sign
yeah.
this. But
yeah.
I'm going back in the military because I'm guaranteed benefits. So if the kids get sleep, they're good. I'm guaranteed a paycheck. And I'm guaranteed, you know, that we can stay where we want to stay, that there won't be any problems. The only thing I'm risking is my life. Because I might have to go away for a year.
That's the only thing, huh?
That's it. But look how many people have done it.
Yeah, but Mr.
There's a lot of men, I mean, you, some here that we know who's gone to our church that have taken that step
of
going and putting their life back on the line because they couldn't find a job out here.
I understand what you're saying.
So men have so the whole point is that men are going to have to make some type of sacrifice and some takes responsibility
right.
on either I'm going to have to leave away from the home for a few minutes and can we handle it? That's the whole point is can it be handled or can it not be handled? That's where we need to get to.
Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you talk about risking your life, and we see every day car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. I mean, it's safer to fly. You know, I had talked about my phobia earlier about flying, but it's safer to fly than to drive nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talk, especially with text messaging and Facebooking behind the wheel and eating a full happy meal behind the wheel and makeup and reading the newspaper, whatever it is, but... You're in essence, you're increasing your risk of, a car accident, you know, that could take your life.
Highway?
Yeah. Because, I mean,
you're just leaving your driveway.
Yeah, I mean, literally. But you every mile you drive, you increase that risk. You know, so you have to put that into consideration, too, is that, you know, you say you're going to get up at 3 o'clock and leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. The highways are dangerous. So
yes, they are.
You talked about the military guy. You know, he may not come back. But have you prepared your wife for if what if you go for that Monday drive and you don't come back?
We have prepared for that.
That's good.
We have prepared to live. Listen,
Rodney,
I have a living will.
Hold on, Mr. Oates. Hold on, Mr. Oates. Go ahead, Tony.
Rodney, how do you prepare for that? That's the question. How do you prepare for that? How do you have that conversation?
Well, you have to have that conversation. We have had a call on this.
Don't mean you
probably
prepare,
need
though.
Another one. Is that
right.
You have to prepare for the afterlife. If you have not prepared your family for you not being there.
Mm-hmm.
This one,
then you have a big problem in your home.
All the money that life insurance pays will still not prepare your family for you not being there.
That's
no,
right.
That is right. But you always got to prepare that something can happen to your wife or to you.
Yeah.
Somebody can come in there and get mad because they got a bad deal on a car. And they come in and bust a cap in you. It can happen. It's not been to happen, but life situations happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's local.
All right?
Fall.
Local.
Yeah, but
you know, an earthquake can happen and the ceiling falls down.
I'm not
these things
kidding.
You're not
Listen.
Prepared for, but you got to prepare your life just in case because it, even though it's never hard for death, it's not for
you're
anybody.
Right,
but
I'm
you
got to
prepare yourself for it.
I'm just questioning Rodney's question. How do you prepare your wife for the fact that you may never put that key in the door ever again? How can you prepare anybody for that? How can you tell somebody, I mean, that loves you that much, well, guess what? One day I'm not going to come in the house, so you just have to love me from afar. I mean, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I don't care what conversation can my wife couldn't come to me and say, I want you to prepare for me not being here. I'd be like, I ain't going to do it. I'm prepared for you to come home every night.
Right.
I don't want to talk about nothing else. You come over here.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I mean, that's one of the toughest things that ever have come out of my mouth is sit down and talk about we need to make sure we have a living will and, you know,
yeah,
all
I think,
can do. But that's where pictures, I mean, that's where Facebook, I mean, you already doing it, don't even know.
Yeah, but Mr. Host, I was
even though
that,
it drives me crazy that I take all these pictures. But that's
yeah,
preparing
Mr.
for your afterlife because
yeah.
you can. That might be the last thing that you ever see of that person is that last picture.
Yeah, and but I would say that, you know, with we most of the time when people think about preparing for the afterlife, we just automatically think about the financial. And I know if I was gone tomorrow, my family would be all right because thankfully I have, you know, things lined up and notification where they know where to go and who to call, you know, if something were to happen. But, you know, I think what the brother was talking about was that, like he said, you know, how do you prepare? The financial, that's really a sidebar. You know,
yeah.
it's the reality is that that person is not going to, as he said, put the key in the door anymore. I mean, literally, is that how do you prepare for that? And is your wife prepared for, you know, about to drive 4 hours, you know, or about to fly cross country? I mean, it's anything can happen. You know, or you could be working late and somebody stick you up. You know, I mean,
listen,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen, but, I mean, you got to talk about it.
You got to
talk about it. I mean, literally, you have to figure out a way, and it's the hardest conversation to have when you're talking about. But there's got to be a day where you're going to say, hey, we need to go look for a burial plot. What you mean burial plot?
True that.
But I'm serious. You got to talk about death. If you could talk about life and how I love you every day, you have to talk about the hard things, and that's what even in marriage, that's what gets us stuck, is that we get concerned when we don't want to talk about the hard things.
Yeah, but I
the
things
talk about that is going to really emotionally affect you. We
yeah.
don't want to talk about them.
Yeah,
and that's what makes
this
call so good, because you got a place where you can talk about it.
And I want to talk about the kids. Because we've talked extensively about the wife and the union and everything, but, you know, I know me personally, you know, in my example, when I did take this job and, you know, I had 2 kids at this point, I know that my youngest daughter, when I would travel, and she's really not, I mean, she's a mommy's girl, you know, she's not a daddy's girl at all, you know, she's 4 years old, but, you know, when I would travel, she would get a bad report from school. And I'm just like, what? And I finally connected the dots because when I'm here, you know, she's fine. She, you know, is learning and, you know, she has her good days and bad days. But, you know, overall, she's a pretty, you know, easy kid or whatever. But when I would travel, you know, the wife that I talked to, like, yeah, you know, she acting up at school today. And I was like, what in the world? And I never thought, I mean, to me, I didn't think she paid me no attention because when I'm here, when her mom here, you know, it's like, where's my mommy? You know, she's a mommy's girl. You know, I'd be like, I'm going to the store. She'd be like, bye. You know, as long as mommy ain't going, I'm good. But as soon as I leave for a few days, this chick acts up. She starts, you know, not listening at school. And I'm just like, so what I had to do was before I left, I had to pull her aside. I had to spend some one-on-one time just with her, not her sister, because her sister, she seems, you know, to be adjusted. And she don't, her behavior pretty much don't change when I'm here, when I'm not. But her, I had to pull her aside and spend some one-on-one time with her right before I left. And I noticed that helped her. You know, if I spend that little quality time, you know, if it's the night before or the day before and then, you know, just took them to the park or whatever, she wouldn't act up at school. But if I was just like, all right, you know, I pack my bags and just roll out and not spend that quality time with her, guaranteed to get a bad report. So right. I had to realize that she was not happy with the situation, you know, and she she can talk, but she would express it by acting out in school. You know, mm-hmm. And that's how I had to figure out. It's like, okay, this is always happening when I'm out of town for 2 or 3 days. You know, so I've got to, and it worked. You know, so I spent some little extra time. She's like, Daddy, can you read to me or whatever it is those days before. That way, you know, it's just, she's good to go and she can last, you know, 2 or 3 days until I get back, and she doesn't act up. So, I would just admonish you that your kids may not respond the same way that you know, your wife is, you know, on board and everything, and mm-hmm. your kids may be like, you know what, no, this ain't work for a year. No, Dad, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the grades may slip. You know, they may start, you know, getting in trouble at school, fighting. I mean, you have to be mindful of that as you take this venture.
Yeah, and you know, needless you say that, because that was the first thing the wife told me.
Mm.
And she's been telling me, all right, continue. We talked to him. I talked to him. But she said she just continue to talk to him and remind them that you're just going away for a little bit and stuff. Because she that was the first thing, is that the kids aren't they're happy to see their daddy every day, and then this may affect them. And so
let me tell you, funny that you say that, because one of the managers at my job, we were having lunch last week, and he just was talking about you know, family and kids. He asked me how many kids I had, yada yada yada. Anyway, he said he was embarrassed. He said, I'm really embarrassed to say this. He said, I have a one-year-old son who thinks that I live somewhere else.
Wow.
He said, because I work so many hours, by the time I come home, when I leave out, he's asleep. When I come home, he's asleep. So when he sees me on my day off, he's like, Daddy, are you going to stay over tonight?
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it's like, how do you... You know what I mean? How do you handle that? And I know what it is, because, you know, I've worked the hours that he's worked, but it's like, you know, he's got to stay on the job, because he can't depend on the people under him to get it done right. So he's got to stay there. You know, kind of like you did before, Patrice, when you were working. Remember, you had two pagers,
yeah.
And you was working on the weekends, and you couldn't take a break because you had to make sure the job was done right.
Yeah, because there was a time I couldn't trust my own team.
Exactly. So now you got to think about, it's going to be that amplified, because now you are the head man in charge.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody over you. So now you're going to do that from long distance. So when you think about, okay, well, I'm going to come home, but I ain't going to leave because these people might destroy something, so I might stay a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to think about the responsibility, because there's going to be more responsibility comes with running a company of that magnitude.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you may have plans to come home and get on a train or drive, but you can't.
Right.
You don't feel comfortable.
And the kids, you talk about major disappointment, you know, Daddy coming, and maybe, you know, that becomes a big weekend for them when Daddy comes home. But it's like, you give them a call on Friday, like, I have to catch you next weekend. They're like, next weekend? I mean, that's a long time for a kid, long time for the wife.
Mm-hmm. The worst part, Rodney, is you don't ever want anybody to get used to that. That's the thing. When they get used to the fact that you ain't there and that you may not come. That's what my dad did the same thing. My dad would promise me this, promise me that. He'd end up playing golf. Then after he finished playing golf, he would go to the bar with his golf partners and stay there all night, and I'd be waiting for him. He would never show up. Then I'd need him to go play whatever, basketball, come watch me play organized sports. He would never show up. You know what I mean? So, I got used to it, so I stopped asking him. And then when he started to wonder what was going on, I'd be like, don't worry about it. It's all good. I got it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about, T-Hawk, is that you're talking about the long-distance marriage, which we're talking about tonight. Well, there's really no distance, you know, like mileage-wise. But like you say, the brother said that, you know, his son don't even know that he works around the corner, you know, because he's not there. So you talk about long distance where you're not even present enough because you're around the corner so much from the house that the house and the flow and everything operates without you.
Sure.
Yep.
For sure.
And I just think that, and when I don't travel, you know, my schedule is very, you know, it's pretty much 9:30 to 6 or whatever the case may be. It's a set schedule. And I think that people take that for granted. You know, and I know, Tony, you do have a set schedule, but it swings, you know, it's different. It's not a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 type deal.
Yeah.
But I think people take for granted that Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, you have all your weekends off, all your holidays off, because you look at just like the host is a business owner now.
Yeah.
That's the guy, I mean, whether it's the business owner at a consulting firm or it's a business owner, you know, that runs a franchise or restaurants, like that's the guy that's working 60, 80, 100 hours a week for, you know, to make a buck. At the detriment, it is to the detriment of his family, because we talked about a couple of weeks ago time. You can't get that time back that you spent at the restaurant, that you spent on the computer or late at night at work. You can't get it back. You know, so you look up one day and, you know, your teenage son is grabbing the keys because he just got his license. And you come back for the weekend, you're like, when you get your license? It's like, man, I've been having my license. Where you been at, Pop? You know,
well,
I've met a lot of men.
Yeah, I've met a lot of men that says, I'm good where I am. You're wondering, like, you're so smart. Why don't you move up? You can do this job yourself. And they're like, no, because
right.
That just brings more responsibility. And I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of guys, they get to a point where they are been there, done that. And that's the good thing about working, is that you have that been there, done that type of situation. And it comes to when do you stop? When do you retire? But, then that brings up voting, because been there, done that may end up being I'm working until I'm 72 because our government can't get it together. So, I mean, it's just a lot. And that's why I like this conversation. It's because we have so many different lives and so many different thought processes of how, you know, a marriage should be and relationships should be, and about risk and about situations that you help each other out by just thinking of the small stuff that you may not have thought of
mm-hmm.
when you're looking at these processes
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and doing,
I mean,
things.
You're making a huge step. I mean, you said February 21st, you out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like Tony said, man, we want you to succeed. You know, we want you to be successful. And we want the marriage and the family to be successful. But it's going to be different. I mean, it's going to be, and I think you know, they say, you know, hope for the best, expect the worst. Or prepare
mm-hmm.
for the worst, you know. But I just think you have to realize that it's going to be different. And
yeah, it is.
There are going to be some times where your wife is just like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, not a Tuesday. She can't be horny on Tuesday because we'd be down here talking. But on a Wednesday or Thursday, she's like, I'm horny. And you're 3.5 hours away.
Now,
you know,
with that said, we're all going through a political season.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that conversation like that you think there was like when our president told a woman who was making $250,000 a year, more money than him, had a stable life at a lawyer's firm. He was doing community work with a lawyer firm. And he looked at her and says, baby, my goal is to get to Congress. He got to Congress,
Everything was good. He was in Chicago. She was still at the lawyer's firm. He says, baby, they want me to go to state.
In Chicago. Lawyer's firm in Chicago.
Then they says, baby, they want me to go to state. Well, handle your business. Go to state. So now I'm leaving. We're going, and you're at home. And I'm going to D.C. We got these two little girls. Then next conversation is, baby, I ain't even been here a year, and they already want me to go for president and say I got a good chance to win.
Okay, but you see again, and I understand you have illustrations. But
right.
That again, and I don't know any woman that's going to hold on to their job or become the first lady.
But that thing is with the first lady. They're in your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find any dirt on you. They're going to ridicule you. And your man going to be on a plane going one way, you going another. You got your kids on a helicopter going to school every day. That needs
but
security.
Y'all coming home. But y'all just the
thing is if he's in Europe, he ain't coming home every night. But now you're seeing your husband with gray hair because he's the most powerful man. You can, her wife, the thing is that she's sacrificing 4 years and another four, because I'm going to make sure he get there, is that 8 years of their life, their kid's life, to allow him to be the most powerful man in the world. And then she going to do her part.
And he actually said something that was actually interesting because...
Now, they still had date nights. You see them out on date night. She's still trying to hit the little target every once in a while.
Yeah, but Mr. Host, he actually said something in an interview recently that was... It painted a picture that is not as rosy as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said was... And this is a quote. He says, "She, Michelle, First Lady, always reminds him, you volunteered for this thing."
Mm-hmm.
That is the quote. Now, fellas, you put those words in your wife's mouth, you volunteered for this thing, and that's never pleasant. It's more like,
it's never
you volunteered for this thing.
But that's
yeah.
the whole point.
It's your choice.
But
right.
it's my choice. I mean, to be the most powerful man, it has to be the hardest decision in your life. Right? So that's just like for me being the most powerful man for this company. That has to be the hardest decision in my life.
Yeah, because in essence.
But it's the risk.
Yeah, but in essence.
And the risk panned out. And now he has to go through the risk again. You know, it has to be, you know what type of decision it is?
But that, Mr.
that
Oaks,
you
Mr.
go
Oaks,
home to
Mr.
your
Oaks,
wife and says,
Mr. Oaks,
baby,
Mr. Oaks,
I just
Oaks,
killed a man.
Mr. Host, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Host, you talk about decision making, and would you choose a job over your wife?
Wow.
Well, and that's the thing.
I mean,
the answer would be if it was going to bring benefits to the family?
No.
Then yes.
No. And that goes back to what I said in the beginning of the statement.
Yep.
Benefits. Whose benefits?
Right.
Whose benefits?
Mm-hmm.
When you say it's going to bring benefits to the family, she could be benefited right now from you being there.
Mm-hmm.
That could be her benefit. See, a lot of times we think it's all about the Benjamins with them, and it ain't. They just want
right.
to be there.
Talk to them.
They don't care nothing about no money, man. That's what we got it twisted. Well, we got to become CEO. We got to make six figures. We got to make seven figures. We got to buy them this. She ain't got it now, and she happy.
But the thing is, it's just like a pastor. You do it to benefit others. It's
but
not
yeah,
about
but,
the benefit of the money. It's
but,
about benefit. Not only are you helping the family, but you got to help other people.
I can't but see you got.
See, Jesus walked around this world to help other people.
Man, we ain't. There you go again with those. Where you come up with these?
Talk to him. Talk to him. Because you know what? My mother always told me, and this is real talk, fellas. My mother always told me charity starts at home.
Right.
So are you going to sacrifice? You talking about you wanted to help people get jobs because the economy is bad and all this stuff. Is all of that stuff worth sacrificing your family to help somebody get a job and to, you know, pull somebody else up, you know, and you know, help them out? Is all of that worth it?
When you give, you receive more in return.
Listen.
When you give, you receive more in return.
P-Town, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And look, we your boys.
Yeah.
That's how what I need you to understand. We your boys. That's the reason why we're having this conversation, because sometimes we get caught up in other things. And I understand we do. I do, Rodney does, you do. And sometimes it takes your boys to say, but, okay, we need to look at it from a non-emotional standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We're not emotional about your trip to your new job. We wanted you to be successful whatever you do, but we also know the flip side. And I know how you roll. See what I'm saying? You don't really necessarily say no to anything. We know that already. Because you are that guy. You want to be that guy to make it happen. You don't want to wait around for somebody else to do it. You say, well, I'm going to take care of it myself. And we love you for it. We respect that. Well, in this particular junction, right, everything that you do, I mean, think about this. You go to Royal Rangers on Wednesday. You do something else on Sunday. You do probably something else during the week. If they call you, got something else. All that's done. That's over with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Homework with Quentin is over with.
Wow.
Ayana, whatever you got to do with her is over with. You're going to be on this road. I just left New Jersey. That's all I know. You're going to be up and down that highway every day. Every day. And somebody is going to have to pick up the slack where you once had it. And who's that person going to be? Your wife.
That's right. And I'm glad
you can't tell. But you can't tell me, and I can't see you, but you can't tell me with a straight face that she's going to be all right with it, because one day it's going to make her financially secure when I think she already is.
You're 100% correct.
Because in essence, she has to be the head of household while you ain't there.
And you're 100% correct. But it goes back to that conversation I had earlier, is that we talked about that. And we understand the difficulties. And like I told folks on this call before, Sue's already taking a lead on making provisions to support that. Now, does she want to do it? No.
Right. But she got to do what she got to do.
But that commitment of this relationship, she's willing to take on that additional responsibilities for the short term of this project.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Who would you think is the most successful, a very successful salesperson? Who would you think, like in any profession, would be a very successful salesperson that can sell ice to an Eskimo?
Anybody in used cars can sell.
No. Forget about cars. I'm talking a bigger level. Just a bigger level, like an agent or somebody that's selling a person or somebody that's just think a great salesperson. You know what I mean? That can just buy and sell companies, somebody like that. Just a great businessman salesperson. And then think about the chance that their wife has. How can a wife compete with someone that sells and closes people for a living? What chance does she have?
That's deep.
She doesn't have one. I mean, you can look at Mitt Romney with that.
Exactly.
That's what
So now take the other thing. What chance does a wife have negotiating with a man of God that's on a mission to do good? How can you negotiate with that? How can you say I'm not going to support you?
It's tough.
when you get up and you do all your works for the church the way that you do, you make sure, I mean, you do whatever it is, you're there for the men's fellowship, you're there for the women's fellowship, you're there for the kids' fellowship, you're there for everybody's fellowship. You know it. You usher on the women's fellowship. I mean, if they need some help setting up or whatever, he's going to help them set up. It's just who he is.
Yeah,
because you
yeah.
don't wait around. You are the 20%.
That's it.
Right.
When you're the 20%, that it is what it is. There's no faking. You already assume that role. So you're the 20%. The 20% are workers. How can she negotiate with the 20%? What chance does she have? Only thing she can do is say, you know what, honey? I've been supporting you this long. I'm going to keep supporting you. Whether it benefits it or not, she's going to say, we'll find a way to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how
well,
fair
you
is
know,
that? But, I mean, but
it's,
hey,
not,
it's
not
fair.
Fair. But as in men, I mean, how many men have we seen who have left the 80% for the 20%?
I'm not talking about, I'm talking about 20% of the people do 80% of the work. That's the real 80-20 rule.
Yeah, that's the real 80-20.
Yeah, yeah, not in relationships, but you're the 20% of the workers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, you know, you get it in.
You got
in
to.
Other words.
But,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm going, but I get it in here now. My job every day is to make sure I go out and handle business.
Okay.
But I think
as a man of the head of household, your job every day is to figure out a way to support your family and make sure that the natural means, regardless of what it is, if that's working at McDonald's, if that's staying at home being Mr. Mom,
Mr. Host.
Anything.
Mr. Host, you just said the key word.
You sure did. Didn't even
support. You didn't even realize. Support.
Mm-hmm.
Support.
Support. And part of supporting your family is being present. That's part of it. You can't, like the brother said, you can't be always closing somebody. And like, yeah, baby, check the bank account. You know, go spend what you want. And you never at home. You know, you're working. So part of that support is you know, just like with your wife, just like with your kids, you have to provide emotional support, you know, as well as financial support. And a lot of that emotional support is face-to-face. You know, you actually touch your son, and you're like, hey, boy, good job, or you throw the ball with him or whatever. You can't do that from a hotel room in New Jersey.
You can't.
No, but, I mean, but that's what careers is. That's the path that men take. You got a right to go to. I mean, that's the choices that men have to take. If you want your son or daughter to become a doctor, they have to realize that they're gonna work 24 hours a day and might not be home.
Yeah.
But you're in a position to save other people's lives. If you're a lawyer, there's no 9-to-5.
Okay.
If you are, I'm just saying, your career choices are going to affect the way your life.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
So when you're talking, we got to be careful how we're talking about how much time as a man, because your career choices affect your kids. It affects what you want them to do in their life, their dreams and their goals.
Absolutely.
And it also affects, so somebody is always going to get the low end of the stick. And what the purpose is you're supposed to be the one to get the low end of the stick. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be the one to make sure everybody gets all their sufficiently need in that hole. And
so
then
what you're saying,
with
not the
that,
low end of the stick, but the sacrificial lamb, pretty much.
Right.
Okay, got you.
You got to be careful how you say these things because you. The only way that you can see, your family can see you succeed, if they see you at home every day, they're going to be questioning, why is daddy at home every day?
Being
like
unemployed?
Him. But, yeah, you're unemployed.
Yeah, but we're not talking about being unemployed. We're talking about working here or working there.
But
that's
the whole point. That's the whole point. Sometimes you got to make a decision. Like I told you earlier, I got a note to, at the exact same time saying I don't have a job in 30 days.
I got you.
Here's your package.
Hmm.
Here's
so
your
you,
service package.
So you,
you walking
didn't
out
really
the
have
door because, or you're going to, and they even send it. They said, so when I sent my resignation letter, they sent me one back and said, we accept this if you don't want to accept this other job.
Right.
And so this service package that we have for you.
But you essentially didn't really have a choice in the matter, it's, you know, as far
right.
as.
I'm going to say, well, I can go out here, and I did. I looked for other jobs. I went to interviews for other jobs. But then, you know, I also got this dream and this gift, and somebody tell me in the back of my head, why don't you just do it yourself?
Yeah, and you're right about that, Mr. Host, and I think that's the key to
and
what
so
you're
it
saying.
Was timing. It was timing.
Yeah, and it's
and
clarity.
So yeah, so the thing is that nothing is long term.
Yeah, but
your
still,
jobs aren't long term.
Yeah, but Mr. Host.
So you got to just be able to be prepared for the future. I'm just preparing
yeah.
for the future. I'm
well,
not living in the now. I'm living for tomorrow.
Mr.
I mean,
Host,
I went to a we had a guest pastor this weekend at church. We had a
yeah.
guest pastor, and he says, "There's the past, there's the present, but there's also the future, the better."
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people live for right now. They don't live for the better.
We ain't living for right now. None of us live for right now.
Right.
Yeah, he pulled you up on stage.
Pulled me up on stage.
Yeah.
And he says, you know,
but
are you going to be this one person or are you going to believe and go get what you need to be done and make sure it's done?
But
so
Mr.
I'm
Host,
living off belief.
Mr. Host, what I want to make clear to you is
mm-hmm.
that you talk about you had a dream and no guy on here wants to deny what God has put in your heart.
For sure.
And as far as he made it plain to you, you see it, it's clear to you, and that's all that matters. Because
right.
how many times, you know, somebody tell Tony, man, what you doing on Tuesday nights? What is that? Oh, you know, whatever. That's you know, ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
but God put a promise in that man's heart 3 years ago or 4 years ago or how many years ago.
And now he got a best-selling book.
And now he got a top-selling book. So don't get it twisted. Don't, you know, we just, like Tony said, we your boys. We just talking about, you know, the headwinds that might be coming. But the bottom line is that only you know what God has put in your heart and the path that he's put you on, and he's obviously made it plain for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know,
I believe my wife
yeah.
is guest three. Because if y'all got that Facebook, go look at Facebook right now. go to my wife's Facebook page right now.
But again, we don't get it twisted because we don't want to, you know, tell you what God has told you about your dream and your future. We're not doing that. You know, we just want to just mix it up and to make sure that, you know, it's these it could be some headwinds coming up, you know, and I'm sure that we've shined the spotlight on some issues that y'all may not have thought of.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and that's good because I'm gonna go back up there and we can probably talk about this all
night.
Got
some more work to do, but that's what it is. Yeah, but that's what it's all about, Mr. Host, and it's all about that's why we get on these things is to uncover and it's all about awareness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But again. You know, and I know Tony, I speak for Tony as well. We're not saying, hey, man, don't take that job in New Jersey. Your marriage going to fail. Your family going to, you know, be destroyed. We're not saying that because God hasn't got, I always say that God is, he don't treat you like a hitchhiker. You know, with a hitchhiker, you take them where they need to go and you drop them off. You say, all right, you know, I got you, you know, all right, be safe now. He don't drive off. He treats you just like a child. You know, with our children, we strap them in, you know, when they're young. You know, we make
mm-hmm.
sure they got the seat belts and everything. And with our children, we take them to the place, and we may drop them off, but it's only temporarily. We always come back and get them. You know, and we take them, they trust us to take them to a safe place. You know, so it, God don't treat us like a, because we, you a child of God. God ain't treating you like a hitchhiker. You his child, so he's going to strap you in the car seat. He's going to take you, and he's like, all right, P-Tam, you going to sit out here for a while? I'm going to be back. But you're going to be all right, though. I'm going to just be a phone call away. You know, he don't treat you just like a hitchhiker. Like, all right, good day. You know, holler at you. Hope you get a ride to wherever the next point you need to get to. It don't work like that.
No. I think we all have a plan, you know, and it's going to work out.
That's good words.
It's going to work out.
And again, you know, just to piggyback off what Rodney said, you know, we know it's going to work out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this thing right here needs a tax write-off. I already know we're going to be doing some travel. But, you know, my whole goal vision is to help. And just think about the income coming in, where if we had to do some spontaneous travel, because, you know, Oprah call.
Yep. We'll be
ready. She's saying, you know, I'm going to pay for only one of you to come where the other two want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the money. Because Q&A consultant is going to take care of business. It's going to make sure we go.
And look, let me just stop you right there, because look at, man, y'all, I hope y'all are sitting down. My wife is not going to be the only one to give birth in 2012.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
No, you don't need to go upstairs, but all you right. just cool. already talked about how your business was birthed in 2012. Household stress is in the third trimester right now with this thing. It's almost time for the baby to come out. You know, but it's still growing right now. It's still, you know, it ain't ready yet. But when, and just like, you know, because my wife, you know, we have natural childbirth. You know, that's how we have babies, and she's just a trooper, and, you know, God bless her. So the baby comes when the baby's ready to come out. There's no scheduled C-section. It's no, okay, we want to have it on, you know, granddaddy's birthday, so we'll, you know, we'll meet you. It's none of that. It's when the baby is ready to come out, that's when the baby's ready. Period.
You can try to schedule and time all you want.
You can't. When the baby's ready, and that's what I'm saying, is that your business is already, you know, it's already, you know, out there. You know, now you gotta, you know, it's just you gotta take care of it. You gotta change the diaper. You gotta do all that. You know, it's in the infancy stages. Whereas household stress is right, you know, it's right there. You know, household stress ain't got up in the what they call it,
in the birth.
It ain't got up in the stirrups yet. You know, it's just still, you know, but any time the water could break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. And we got to be ready and prepared for it.
There you go. Bags packed, ready to line. You see you at the airport.
And so we got, you know, so it's all about the, it goes back to planning.
That's right.
It goes back to planning. So, you know, because the plan, we all three have wives.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to tell them, all right, I need you to strap up. Put your seatbelt on, because we get ready to go down a different road.
That's right.
It's not the same road that we own.
That's right.
Well,
and we
got to
be ready for that.
I'm going to tell you this, and I will say this, and I hope that you can understand it. We have here a movement, and the movement consists of three individuals. So when the phone rings, three phone rings, just so you know, when that call comes, the call ain't just going to stop on one phone. It's going to ring one more time and one more time.
Mm-hmm.
So if whoever it is that calls, either they take the whole crew or they don't get it. And that's how it works. So now I know we all got stuff that we got to do and understand it, but we all, the way I see it,
It's that sacrifice.
I know y'all keep saying that I had a vision, and I had, you know, I was being obedient. Yes, that's true. But there was plenty of times where I wanted to quit.
Mm.
And the reason why I couldn't quit is because of you all. So that makes it the first day that y'all came was the next day of the rest of this whole household stress thing. So basically, we are all in this together.
That's it.
Yep.
So when one goes, we all go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And that it goes back to that failure. No man wants to see failure.
No.
You're either going to win or you're going to fail.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
And so you're going to have to make that sacrifice.
Yeah.
And
if it was easy, everybody would do it.
That's right.
Right.
That's why I told you.
There wouldn't be 51% if you saw this year's rating, 51% of all marriages. So now it's more divorces than marriages that have lasted. There's few marriages that have gone over 40 in the past couple of years, since 2009. That have gone over 40 or 50 plus years.
I would say this.
They're getting less and less.
Mr. Host, I would say this as far as, you know, before you, you know, because a few hours is, and 44 minutes is February 1st.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say from February 1st to February 21st, you better treat your wife right. I mean, if she want to go get ice cream or if she want to go to Red Lobster, you know, I mean, or whatever it is, because, again, don't let this time, you know, pass you by. Because the 21st will be around here like, you know, it'll be here. You'll be packing your bags, and it'll be like, all right, I'm gone, kid. Don't let this opportunity, you know, to spend that quality time while you are in the state, in your house, you know. And I would say, you know, that literally starts with the night. You know,
already started. We've hit a movie every weekend. She's already got her friends, and I think she's going to call my mama for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you and I, we're going to be inducted to that. Well, you're already an elder, but I'm getting ready to be inducted as an elder. So
Yeah.
So, you know, she's already, but she called, told me today, you know, I got some folks staying over, but I was going to have them stay in the hotel. And I said, for what? I said, make them, you know, we get the house straight, they stand right here. And it's just, you know, she's proud. She's a proud mama.
That's
a proud wife. And I'm going to end the call like this.
Okay.
She said on Facebook, Patrice, there is a plan and a destiny for our lives, and God wants us to discover it. Just remember, I'm your rock. We are a team. I'm so proud of us. Period.
Wow. I need to grab the Kleenex. Wow.
I'm going to end the call
thought.
Like that.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop the call,
like,
and we're going to go into open mic. I had this nice, you know, I actually wrote 4 pages on this call.
Mm. You got
and
it.
Even though we touched on every single thing, we didn't go as planned. I had true, false questions. I had all this stuff. It was great. But the call went the way it was supposed to go.
That's right.
And I
believe. Well, listen. I'm going to tell you this. The call was for you.
Right.
I mean, it was. I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, I had my call one night. I'm pretty sure Rodney had his call one night. You know what I mean? Tonight's call was for you because right now you're getting ready to jump into some unfamiliar territory. And we're going to pray on it. We're going to keep you prayed up. And like I said, you have to be successful. Period.
Right.
Period. And that's all we want is for you to be successful, whatever you do.
I do. And I appreciate that because, you know, I just want to let y'all know that I'm not going to, just because I'm doing this, you know, I stay up all night. I'm not going to be doing anything lesser on this. I'm still be doing more because I feel that one thing that we've been lacking, because we all work and have a, you know, a set type of funding. So, you know, Ronnie got a new baby, so he's going to have to make some adjustments on money. And, you know, you got a new grandbaby, you got to make a new adjustment on money.
Yeah.
And so But we got the wild factor, just like Rodney said, is that we, together as a group, you know, when three agree, two or three agree, ain't nothing going to harm us.
There you go.
And it's been like that. It's been like that since day one.
So this is just another way for us to get additional money.
Mm-hmm.
Because this money is not all for the family. We know there's bigger things out there than this. This is just a vehicle.
Yeah, and like you said, Ms. Oves, it's not.
Because
it's
I
not
guarantee it's going to be a story to tell. And I'm going, and I think I'm the one who's supposed to tell the story.
Okay.
And Mr. Host, you know, just like you said, we're all about helping people.
Mm-hmm. I think God has put us in a position that each one of us is going to tell a story. I think we already started with your call saying you got a new baby coming along. Then we came last week with Tony's story.
Yeah, we tell a story every week.
Stories, people are going to start understanding because they see the stories in the book.
Yeah, it's real.
And they're going to want to, and these people are going to want more. So I believe all that we're doing is a testimony. And for the ones that are on the call, and we're going to close the call out right now and then go into what we call open mic. Before that, we had a fight. We did have a fight on who's
we got to talk about that.
So we might have to say check the website out tomorrow on what the new the topic is going to be for next week.
Yeah.
But
did y'all have a fight without me?
We will have a show next week.
We will have a show next week. We'll have to talk about it.
Thank you again for joining the call. We enjoyed y'all. Continue
to
follow us on Facebook. And we have a blog out there. And y'all have a good night.
Yes, sir.